A northern hawk owl sighting in Okotoks has generated a great deal of interest among those in the birding community. Northern hawk owls are typically found in the boreal forest, far away from developed areas, making it unusual for one to be spotted in a community like Okotoks. The grumpy-looking bird of prey sets itself apart from other owls by being most active during the day and flying in a rapid hawk-like manner, earning it the hawk owl moniker. The precise location of the sighting will not be shared. Northern hawk owls are considered a sensitive species in Alberta and, like other owls, can suffer greatly from interactions with humans. Northern hawk owls can exhibit a remarkable fearlessness of humans in many cases, making them relatively easy to photograph. Care must be taken to ensure that birdwatching and photography practices are ethical. Whether an owl remains still or flies away, onlookers should maintain a respectful distance and try not to bother the bird or cause it any unnecessary stress. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Amir said, "At Amir said what? Parts of Alberta are currently experiencing an invasion of northern hawk owls and other rare species, according to STRIX ecological consulting biologist Lisa Takats Priestley. Hawk owls can be eruptive, moving into specific areas in the winter where there is a lot of food available," said Priestley, who is Birds Canada's coordinator of the Alberta Nocturnal Owl Population Survey. "The invasion, known by researchers as an eruption, is a phenomenon that has brought these birds from remote locations to more developed areas in droves." Priestley believes a lack of food in the boreal forest is what has caused these owls to venture so far from their traditional habitats. "It could be that there are just fewer mice or that the snow conditions are not suitable for them to catch the mice," she said. "While they're currently taking advantage of better weather and more bountiful food in unnatural proximity to human communities, visiting northern hawk owls like this one will most likely return home soon. These owls will return to their breeding areas in March," said Priestley. According to Priestley, these large-scale invasions are inconsistent and can happen every few years or many years apart, with the largest documented invasion occurring in 2000-2001. "We still don't understand how they can all congregate into places with a lot of prey. Do they just happen upon the place or are they able to communicate with other owls that this is the place to go?" wondered Priestley. "Those who spot northern hawk owls are great gray owls. The other species of interest in this eruption are encouraged to send photos to Priestley at lisa@strixeco.ca, which will help her team of researchers track their numbers and movements as part of an ongoing research project documenting the eruption. Snowy owl migration patterns in Alberta also fluctuate in accordance with food availability, though snowy owls are not year-round residents of the province."